This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Hotel Motel makes you want to cry.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Yeah, a lot of folks want to knock us off the perch as the king of InfoWars. Doesn't work because the good Lord's with us and you're with us. But I tell you, the key is we're doing it for the right reasons. We're fighting tyranny because we hate tyranny, not because we want to be big shots in the fight against it. And let me tell you, it's dangerous to be doing this, but it's a lot more dangerous to be going along with it. Leanne McAdoo did a really important report for the Nightly News last night about Hillary dodging issues of socialism. We're going to play this report, come back, get into the other big financial news, a lot more, but we can move to impeach Obama. We're going to be talking about that as well. Stay with us.
In an otherwise softball interview with Chris Matthews, Hillary Clinton seemed a little bit rattled when she was asked to explain the difference between a Democrat and a socialist.
What's the difference between a socialist and a Democrat?
Well,
is that a question you want to answer, or do you rather not?
You'd have to ask.
Well, see, I'm asking you. You're a Democrat. He's a socialist. Would you like somebody to call you a socialist? I wouldn't like somebody calling me a socialist.
But I'm not one.
Okay. Well, what's the difference between a socialist and a Democrat?
Well, I can tell you what I am. I am a progressive Democrat. I'm a progressive
Democrat
who likes to get things done and who believes that we are better off in this country when we're trying to solve problems together.
So this is the party's leading candidate. But Matthews was equally flustered last year when he asked the same question to the party's leading officer, Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
What is the difference between a Democrat and a socialist? I used to think there was a big difference. What do you think it is?
The difference between
a Democrat like Hillary Clinton and a socialist like Bernie Sanders.
What's the difference between being a Democrat and being a Republican?
Well, what's the bigger difference? What's the bigger difference between a Democrat and a socialist? You're the chairman of the Democratic Party. Tell me the difference between you and a socialist.
The relevant debate that we'll be having over the course of this campaign is what's the difference between a Democrat and a Republican?
So it's really difficult for them to explain the difference because there is no difference in the current contemporary Democratic Party. So since Bernie Sanders came on the scene introducing this term democratic socialism there into the mainstream, people are rightly confused. Here is the gist of it. This is socialism.
So the three core demands of the National Day of Action are free public college, a cancellation of student debt, and a $15 an hour minimum wage for people who work on the campus.
And how's that going to be paid?
Great question.
Now, Margaret Thatcher famously said that the problem with socialism is that eventually you run out of other people's money. Now, socialists, they say they're characterized by common ownership and democratic control of the means of production. And, of course, this means there has to be a big state there to divvy up all of these goodies to everyone equally, making sure that the very basic needs of society are being taken care of. Now, the Democrats, they also agree, you know, they want equality for all, rule by the majority, and they pretend to believe that nobody should be too rich, right, unless you're Hillary Clinton or part of the ruling class. And they also believe in a big, and I do mean a very big government taking care of everyone. They want this huge welfare state and, of course, hoping that we're all going to need big government to take care of us. But presently, this ideology is being pushed through in a very totalitarian way via the Democratic Party. So it looks very much like the totalitarian socialist society of the Hunger Games. That movie does an excellent job kind of foreshadowing what that society would look like. But let's take a look at the website of the Democratic Socialists of America. This is what they have to say about the Democratic Party versus socialists. So the question is, aren't you a party that's in competition with the Democratic Party for votes and support? No, we are not a separate party. Like our friends and allies in the feminist, labor, civil rights, religious, and community organizing movements, many of us have been active in the Democratic Party. We work with those movements to strengthen the party's left wing. We hope that in some point in the future, in coalition with our allies, an alternative national party will be viable. For now, we'll continue to support progressives who have a real chance at winning elections, which usually means left-wing Democrats.
I am a progressive Democrat.
So what's the difference between a Democrat and a socialist? Well, the answer is there isn't a real difference anymore, but no one wants to admit it.
And of course, the socialism's only at the grassroots. On top, they're multinational fascists above the law, tax exempt.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Washington Post and other major publications are coming out basically pointing at the elephant in the room, or the rapist donkey in the room would be proper, Bill Clinton, who settled multiple rape allegations without of court settlements. We've interviewed several of the prominent, respected women. They didn't have histories of making stuff up. They were professionals that he'd invite them into a cloakroom at a party, wherever, and just start choking them, bite their lip, and threaten to basically, you know, hurt them if they didn't submit. And the fact that they're now bringing this out in mainstream news after Trump and his surrogates, like Mr. Stone, began to bring it up shows that Hillary is certainly being looked at to be flushed. And we've got different insiders coming out saying that they are looking at criminal indictments in the next 60 days. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but Joe Biden's come back now today and made statements. The story's up on InfoWars.com. It's also up on DrudgeReport.com and said that, well, maybe I might run for president. I mean, I regret not running for president every day. And that's in the Hill newspaper. Hillary's still very strong. She's got a lot of blackmail power. She's a Soros ally. So she's a definite kingpin. But she's obviously unhealthy. She looks like she's got Alzheimer's or something. And I'm not, you know, attacking people with Alzheimer's. I'm just saying she looks like people I've seen that are starting to not basically be operating with a full deck. And so could just life be catching up with her? What does that mean? And then we've just got all of the incredible Muslim invasion with the rapist, because most of these are people, again, that invaded Syria, got kicked out. Others are just people that want to have party and have fun and have been promised, you know, all these free women by the people smugglers. They come into Germany, totally politically correct, paralyzed by political correctness, and they just don't know what to do. Now the German media has had to apologize. The German police have had to apologize and say, sorry, we said nothing happened that night. Then we blamed it on white Germans, indigenous Germans. Okay, it's refugees, North African, Syrian. Well, most of them really aren't even Syrian. In fact, from the history I've seen, Syria is a place where you don't have this radical Muslim stuff of treating women like chattel. We've got a big initiative we're pushing, and I'm going to talk about this with Joel Skelzen, Editor-in-Chief of World Affairs Brief, here in a moment. 75 times Obama broke the law during presidency. I'm going to get to this after he leaves us at about 40 after. I'm going to read all 75, I promise. Going to get to this. Kit Daniels' article, very powerful. We need to push for impeachment just to force Congress to put Obamacare and Fast and Furious and IRS persecution and executive power grabs and coming after the guns. On the executive issue alone, it's clearly out of control, impeachable. And we've had constitutional lawyers on about it. I'm going to get Bruce Fein back on, so many others. Now is the time to move for impeachment. People say, well, don't do that. It'll make him a victim. They're going for broke people. He's not a lame duck. They're savaging us. The Republicans are using Obama as cover to get through the globalist agenda. It's the same agenda here as it is in Europe. Flood the country, bankrupt it, dumb everybody down. That story's on InfoWars.com. There's also a video, the impeachment zeitgeist, 5 minutes long, an InfoWars Nightly News report, powerful, John-bound report. Get it out to everybody. You are the power. Now, I want to show people on Facebook mentions, then we're going to our guest. This is just one video system we have. When Kanye West comes out and does a video, the average video gets about 1 million views. His biggest one's promoted nationwide to his tens of millions of followers, get 10, 15 million views. Now, that's the most popular thing in America. Our Facebook mentions is now getting 1 million to 2 million views every couple videos. The average one's getting 300,000 to 400,000 views. The average is actually going up. I'm not bragging about Alex Jones being successful. This is just one little media system we have. It's that even in the dead space of Facebook, meant to dumb everything down, and they've got algorithms and everything to keep us from spreading. I mean, that's admitted. But they have to act like they're still open to the public because we follow all the rules. Look at these views. I shot a video yesterday afternoon. 363,000 views. That'll be at 1 million by tomorrow. Look at the one before that, the day before. 1,080,000. Congress considers criminal charges against Obama. Insider, Obama about to unleash hell. 1,800,000. Look at the video before that. Obama wants civil war. 524,000. It goes on and on. There's some in there with 3-4 million views. Now, what I'm saying is we've gone from 100,000 views on average a few weeks ago on there to 300, 400, 500,000, 1 million, 2 million, 3 million. I'm talking to people in government. They're really waking up. Military's waking up. Police are waking up. A lot of the citizens are waking up. And the system is going to want to run a false flag, in my view, or provocateur us into a shooting war. That's why this isn't the time, I believe, for civil disobedience like what we see happen. People can do it, but I have my opinion that they don't have all the locals supporting them. They don't have the Hammonds supporting them. You've got obvious provocateur action going on, the same old players. I think the Bundys are good people. But that's another reason that it isn't their ranch they've been on for 140 years. It isn't where they've run everybody out but the last family. Then with the Fed saying, we're going to shoot you, you come get your cattle, and then people cross the line in defiance. That was incredibly powerful. A George Washington moment, in my view, but also extremely dangerous. And shook Harry Reid. He was shaking when he called them terrorists. then the enemy is going to want to trick people like that with their incredibly good name into things that are strategic disasters. Now, I'm not going to spend more than 5 minutes on this, but Joel Skousen, who I really respect, former Marine Corps fighter pilot, Vietnam, best-selling author, researcher, obviously worldaffairsbrief.com editor. I learned that he basically had some of the same views as I did, and I know a lot of people are listening to this now because it's really a no-brainer with the timing of the Obama gun grab and the projection they now have of, you know, armed takeover and all this. Their cause is just, I believe, overall, but it's the optics. And the globalists are just having glee with this now, saying, see, domestic terrorists, Al-Qaeda. Then we'll get into the impeachment. We'll get into Russia. We'll get into everything else with Joel Skousen, worldaffairsbrief.com. Joel, thank you so much for joining us. You just heard my five-minute breakdown there. Do you agree with that? Disagree? What can you augment? What can you say about the situation unfolding there in Oregon?
Well, I do agree with you, Alex. I think it's very important to understand the feds are about to make an example of the Bundy group there in Harney County. And so, as I say, I want to suggest, and I think and hopefully that they'll be seeing this, I want to suggest a way out of this that I think will benefit both sides. Now, I happen to know Ammon Bundy. He's a very fine person. I think it was a misstep to be able to go into an armed occupation of this wildlife refuge just because of, just like you said, it's one thing to be defending your own property against an armed intrusion by the BLM. That can get public support. But when you're trying to undo a national wildlife refuge, which is a matter of legislative import and, you know, needs, and the public expects that to go through Congress, you're not going to win that battle. And now, I've seen on bundyranch.blogspot.com the detailed evidence of all of the injustices the ranchers, not just the Hammonds, had suffered when the wildlife, Fish and Wildlife Service and BLM went to strangle these ranchers, cut off their water supplies, cut off their access to the ranch when roads ran through the wildlife refuge. They have a long
list. Setting them up for controlled burns, they let everybody else do.
That's right, and didn't prosecute themselves, their own agents, for damaging property, but prosecute people when it gets out of control. Worse yet, in the Hammonds case, they had to, in order to invoke the terrorism statute, they had to rule these accidental burns as arson. And in order to do that, they got a mentally unstable grandson of the Hammonds to, and I think this is just the prosecutors going after an individual who was only 11 years old at the time, got him to say that the burning of the 2006 fire was done as an arson to cover up for hunting deer on federal land. This is important because it's the only one they could pin the charge of arson on. It turns out to be bogus. Not only was the witness, even by the judge's admission, not competent to testify at that 5 years after the fact, he wasn't mentally competent. The point is, it defies all description. I mean, the only thing you need to cover up a hunting piece of poaching on federal property is remove the carcass, which every poacher does. You can't burn a carcass by starting a fire. You can't even burn the entrails by
starting
a fire.
It's ridiculous for anybody that knows. It's like saying that the Bundys were stealing land when they had grazing rights since the 1870s. They play on the public's ignorance of common law and of state law and federal law.
So there are a lot of injustices that have justified the Bundys, who have been tracking all of the other ranchers who have suffered at this. And so basically, they made a tactical mistake by saying we want to undo the wildlife refuge. That can't be done. So what I suggest that Ammon does is, before any armed confrontation, before they seal off and start a siege, that he take the high ground, take advantage of the fact that the media has already given some fairly favorable press coverage to the fact that there's no crazies running around, they're cleaning up the place, they're taking care of it, they're not ransacking it. In other words, there's been some positive press coverage, even from the liberal media in Oregon. They got to take advantage of that, say, we're going to stand down voluntarily because, one, we've already got a sufficient amount of positive press for the land, Western lands movement here. And number two, that it's very important to realize that the ranchers have been, and their rights have been violated. And what they need to say is, we want to demand a rancher's bill of rights be created in Congress. This is similar to the pilot's bill of rights when the FAA was running roughshod over pilots and had control of the judicial machinery that prosecuted pilots. And they forced through Congress, they forced the FAA to set up a standard of due process. And I think that's what ranchers need, so that water rights cannot be taken away, that grazing rights cannot be diminished arbitrarily by the BLM. If they were to come out with a proposal like this saying, this is what we want, and then stand down, they would have the high ground. People would say, yeah, they're not a bunch of crazies. This would accrue to their benefit.
Well, Joel, this is exactly what I said days ago, and I'm sure we both independently came up with the same idea because it's just common sense. Exactly. I like the Bundys. They're walking into a trap, and then instantly I come out Sunday and I say, look out for federal infiltrators. I mean, they're going to show up like flies on you know what, and be careful about people calling for violence. Look out. The Bundys are good people. I understand the government's in the wrong. They're the ones running around arms seizing things. Under the Declaration of Independence, I get that you could say they're in the right, but this is stepping into a trap in my informed view. I mean, I've shown I'm not stupid either. It's common sense, really. And then, sure enough, Joe Biggs gets there Monday, and prominent people that are running things run up and yell at him, how dare you say we're feds by name and the Bundys are feds? And then he said, we never said that. I was there. So they go, well, it doesn't matter. You know, blah. With people in there telling them lies to then cut them off from people that would support them, this is classic that I've seen in 21 years, dealing with militias, dealing with standoffs, being inside standoffs, trying to negotiate an end to them, like the case with the Gray case. And then the feds come in, tell them bull. And then it comes out it was feds doing it. I mean, it's just crazy. And we have evidence already that I don't even want to give attention to because it just adds to the whole thing, you know, from who the FBI was there with, who they're running. I mean, we have it all. And it's just so, I mean, on video. And it's just so terrible. And then once people have been told you're talking bad about them, In this weird fake kinship thing the federal handlers will engage in, these are expert psychological warfare people, then even though it's not true that I didn't talk bad about the Bundys, it doesn't matter because now we better not talk to Alex because he doesn't like us. When I like him, I'm here talking to him like a straight man does. You know, just straight to him, straight talk, straight shooting. It's just so sad that the liberty movement is not more sophisticated, Joel.
Well, you know, there's no, I completely agree. Anyone who's in a situation like Ammon Bundy and his group has got to realize that when you have an open invitation for everybody to come and join us, you're going to have federal agent provocateurs coming in there. And one of those people is probably going to take a pot shot at law enforcement if they get nearby. And then law enforcement will have an example to start shooting. So it's very important to stand down while this thing is peaceful, while you've got the high ground, Ammon, so that you can continue. And I would say, to state the tough position they're taking, that in the future, we will come to the defense of any rancher who is being persecuted by the BLM. But we'll do it in a peaceful manner. We will be armed, but we will come there to keep these kinds of people from being railroaded into prison as the Hammonds were. It's unfortunate that the Hammonds succumbed to the latest threats. They really were put through the ringer in a very phony court situation where there was jury tampering, where there's threats, and the poor judge tried to savage his conscience. I know he was under pressure by the feds to throw this terrorism statute. He tried to give less than the minimum sentence and then got overturned. I think he's rolling in his retirement from sadness of what he did, but that's what happens in judges. There's so many controlled judges who are afraid to stand up to the federal government.
It's incredible. Joel Skousen, again, is our guest. Looking at the whole backdrop of things, the timing of this, there's been so many demonstrations there the last year with the mine being shut down and the feds grabbing buffer zones around it. Classic UN Agenda 21 tactics used around the world. But the timing of the group of people being led in the demonstration, not knowing what's about to happen, and then suddenly under peer pressure, you're in a federal building, and hey, we're taking it over. And then you learn it's not the Bundys that were even honchoing it. I mean, come on, people. This right before Obama rolls all this out, this gave big victories. And I'm not bashing anybody, but I just got to be honest, big victories for optics to make gun owners look like there's this big insurrection happening, and hopefully they want to kick something bigger off. So I think the cause is just good people involved, but undoubtedly, there is a seen hand right in plain view involved in all this, that people need to admit tactically when something isn't the best idea. And I agree. They've had some victories getting the word out. The BLM's so bad that it's waking a lot of folks up. So right now is the time to, like you said, put this declaration out, announce they're forming an organization, say they did it to bring attention, hey, occupy this, occupy that, does it, and don't get called terrorists, and then get out of there. And then the feds will really look like they're persecuting them if they come after them. But I got to tell you, Joel, we obviously had reporters there at the Bundy Ranch, very good Christian, hardworking people that do have a conscience and are committed. And as a man, I admire it. But at the same time, if there's 10 guys in alleys, you know, with clubs, I'm not going to take them all on, you know, just so I can get somebody's stolen wallet back. I'm going to call the police. It's just not a smart fight. And I know they prayed about it at the Bundy Ranch. They decided to go up against the feds and all that, and they were ready to die. That's what they prayed about. And I know they're having those same prayers right now. But they just can't get too much into the psychology of this being Custer's last stand of the Alamo. Because I just strategically at this point, this is not our Alamo event. That would be a disaster if a civil war physically kicks off right now. You could not give a better present, in my view, Joel Skousen, to the globalist.
That's right. I think, Alex, that you need to live for a better day, another fight. This is a long-term battle. It's not going to be won by this one occupation. And so take the best deal you can get right now, which is you walk out of there without being arrested. You're free to protest again at a more convenient and better and more justifiable site, and you can continue this fight on into the future. That's my message to Ammon, if you can hear.
Well, we've got his number, and then he agrees to do interviews and then does it as if that boosts our ratings to have him on. I mean, it doesn't. I can shoot a video right now and have 3 million views, and we've got millions watching right now, millions listening. And it's just to show how these different agents of influence get in there and cut patriots off from people. It's just you could write a script about this. I mean, I remember looking at the transcripts of the Waco stuff and Ruby Ridge and these events and the way they cut groups off and the way they manipulate. You see the scripting. And Joel, shifting gears now, as soon as I saw this headline yesterday morning, as soon as I saw it, I knew what I was going to read. And then I went and read it, and sure enough, it was there because I was expecting this. I knew this was coming. I could tell it was the next phase in what they're doing. They've given them thousands of Stinger missiles, other MPADs, surface-to-air missiles out of Benghazi. Saudi Arabia is giving it to ISIS, Al-Qaeda. I've confirmed that with top officers in the military on and off record. Everybody's seen it and heard it. We're the first to report it here. Years ago, ISIS developed sophisticated new weaponry capable of shooting down passenger jets. Newly developed technology could allow ISIS to use redundant and decommissioned surface-to-air missiles to attack aircraft. And then as soon as I saw the top headline, I knew it would be below it. It's just so scripted. And then you read, oh, it's weapons they got from the U.S. and others. They know how to recharge the batteries now. So, Joel, talk about spinning it. They've developed sophisticated weapons. No, it's Western weapons. So now if they start shooting down airliners and stuff, this is the plausible, flimsy deniability that they've developed technology now? I mean, recharging a battery?
You know, everything about ISIS, and whether it's initial development to become 50 or 60,000-man terrorist force without anybody knowing it in U.S. intelligence, that's just not believable. They're not developing any of this technology. We know that the chemical warfare weapons they used to smuggle in order to implicate the Assad regime came out of Turkey, and some of it came out of Saudi Arabia acting as surrogates for the United States. But they're getting old decommissioned missiles. Listen, these things are locked away tighter than a drum in old military bases in the U.S. They have to be transshipped out of there across the ocean through Turkey or Saudi Arabia. I mean, who's kidding who that they simply...
We know Hillary did it through the State Department. The Pentagon wouldn't.
Well, I'm not saying that Hillary would know what's going on in the dark side of government. I mean, she's a puppet of the dark side. But, you know, typically Obama or Hillary or even George W. Bush didn't know what the dark side of government was doing. I mean, this is too dangerous to let politicos know about, you know, dark side operations. They need plausible deniability, Alex.
And, of course, you were an officer in the Marine Corps yourself, but you wouldn't go along with dark side stuff. So I guess they kept you at a certain level.
Yeah, you know, unless you become a real abject yes man and you go to the war college and come under the influence of Georgetown university professors who are mostly globalists. There's a real screening process, Alex, before you can get into the dark side. And they don't let most military officers, even yes men, really into the dark side stuff. They bring them along to a certain point, give them plausible excuses, done things, but they don't let them really in.
Let's talk about who's actually in the dark side on the other side. Because I had some family that was in the dark side. That's one reason I know so much about this. We'll be right back. InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Wave, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Something just happened that has explained why survival food is literally flying off the shelves and is sold out in many areas of the country. It caught me totally by surprise, and it involves FEMA. I couldn't believe FEMA tried this until I saw proof. Revealing their secret could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Watch the viral video at FEMA3.com before it disappears again. But be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is, they must know something we don't. Go to FEMA3.com to see the number one item you should be hoarding and why supplies of this critical item are so low or even completely sold out at many stores across America. Don't miss out. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in recent days. Go to FEMA3.com and discover the number one most critical item in a crisis. Watch the shocking video right now at FEMA3.com. Again, that's FEMA3.com.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen,
across the desert, bare man.
We've done an hour and a half of live broadcast. We're going all the way to 3 o'clock today. Anthony Gucciardi has got an earache today, which a lot of people have with a really bad allergy, so he's not hosting the fourth hour. Rob Dew is. A lot coming up on that front. Anthony will host tomorrow. But I've done an hour and a half of broadcast and have not plugged one time. Now, every other radio show out there, as you know, and they have to because of the economy, the market, advertising, or they go bankrupt, which a lot of radio is, plug every segment. I skip breaks, even though I shouldn't. I haven't plugged in an hour and a half. So when I do plug, I need people to really listen. We've got amazing nutraceuticals at InfoWarsLife.com that if you'll just try Super Male Vitality or Female Vitality or X2, Nascent Iodine, or the Oxy Powder, or Brain Force, or any of these products, they really are the very best we could get. DNA Force has the BioCoQ10 and BioPQQ, I mean, $12,000 to $14,000 a kilo just for one of the ingredients in it. Comparable formulas that you get from doctors that have the same stuff in it. A lot of this is prescription in Europe, but you still get this in the U.S. from doctors. Like, we had to have a doctor be able to even get these products for this, even though it's not prescription. They don't sell it unless it's to a medical licensed person. And it's the true organic type. I had to buy it from Mitsubishi America. Comparable products are $300 to $600 for the same type dosage. This is $140-something. The bottle has something like $80 of product in it. Now that's our super high-end. We got stuff that's $9.95. Whether it's colloidal silver, whatever it is, we set out to bring you the very best. 15% off DNA Force, now's the time. Save, I don't know, what is that, $15, $20 or more? InfoWarsLife.com. Silver Bullet. Methylcobalamin Secret 12. Highest quality organic B12 under the tongue. Real game changers. Just try them. Go read the 4.8-star reviews. Many of them 5-star reviews at third-party sites, highly respected, that we have linked on the site. Nobody else in nutraceuticals has got 4.8 average because I really did shut out. I mean, these big manufacturing companies, we go to them and they say, we've never seen anybody put this much stuff in a product. They'll put like $2, $3 in a bottle of something and sell it for $40 and have it all be marketing. That's not what we do. And that's why all the big snobs in the big health sites and the big snobs that are in nutraceuticals love our products because they're like, wow, this is what we've been wanting. Well, it's not even that I'm some wonderful guy. I'm going to sell what I'd want to take. And I'm no Mr. Beach Boy perfect guy. I thought they'd kill me years ago, so I didn't care about my body and gained almost 100 pounds. I've lost 60-plus pounds, feel a lot better, exercise a lot more. It's things like good halogen in the body. That's the good iodine. InfoWarsLife.com, 50% off. It ends Friday. We have a new InfoWars calendar in. It's got thousands of dollars of coupons in it at $6.95. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And while you're in the InfoWars store, InfoWarsStore.com, you really should get the last film I made, and that is Strategic Relocation, and get the accompanying big book that you can get with it that Joel Skousen wrote. And, of course, he's in the film. The most valuable survival info you're going to find, and even other top survivalists on record, you know, say that Joel Skousen is at the top of his game. You know, top people out there that we've had on, like Wesley Rawls and others. I mean, he is at the top of his game of no nonsense, no BS. InfoWarsStore.com. Get the book, DVD combo, and his other book, The Safe Home, which is the Bible of the secure homes. Now, Joel, I promised to get to this other news, but this is so important. Let's get into other geopolitical issues, the economy. Hillary, just briefly, if you can hit some of these points, just briefly about Obama. First off, this is very draconian what he's doing with the guns because it's so open-ended, applying a no-fly list to gun owners when the no-fly list is so unconstitutional. I mean, I think this really signifies a bold acceleration in what they're doing, and I'm really concerned about a false flag.
Let me discuss the Obama executive orders, first of all. It's indicative that the administration realizes that they're on tenuous legal ground, and I think they see that there is impeachment possibilities being prepared. It's notable that the administration said that these were advisory only, that in fact they don't admitted that they don't have the force of law. So even though the media is not telling us that, that's what the technical language says, advisory only. And so I think you're right. Obama's, even though he's got a very deadly agenda, including gun control, the phony climate change, and other things going forward in this, and illegal immigration, the amnesty continued, and those are the three big agendas. And refugees, which as I covered in the World of Fred Breese, they're flying in on UPS empty planes from Europe. into secret locations so that no press is invited, so that it gets to flood the country, and only claim that there's 10,000 when there'll be much more.
He's engaged in sedition, opening the borders, having the Border Patrol complete the smuggling process, planes coming in from Mexico, clearing customs without being checked. This is, isn't that impeachable? I mean, these are his directives, and now they're going to have the, you know, the NIC system with these secret directives and these advisories carrying out this illegal agenda. This is government by stealth, is it not, sir?
It absolutely is, and it's illegal, it's unconstitutional. The basic problem that I see with the impeachment process is that the Republicans sabotaged the Clinton impeachment. David Skippers, the Democratic prosecutor of impeachment of Obama, said it was the Republican leadership which forced my hand. It was the Republican leadership that refused to back.
We had him all the time. David Skippers exposed the whole thing.
That's right. And I think with the Boehner mantle over the speakership of the House and Paul Ryan following in his footsteps, this omnibus bill was a sellout of the first order. I'm not sure that we can depend on the so-called conservative majorities in Congress to follow through, even if we've got an airtight case. That's my fear, Alex.
Well, you're absolutely right. That's why I said this morning, if Paul Ryan doesn't at least say he's going to start an investigation into impeachment, if they don't have hearings about the executive power grab or start passing laws ordering these agencies not to follow it and stripping money if they do, then I watched what they did in California the last 2 years and in Massachusetts and in Connecticut and in New York State. A stealth war where you buy 1,000 rounds of .22 ammo, the feds come, take your gun, say we're doing a psychological. Doctors ask, does dad have a gun? Have you seen it? Oh, my gosh, call the CPS. There's a gun out. This is just going to be a soft secret, behind-the-scenes probing to harass gun owners and the gun culture and set the precedent for more of this stealth law garbage. It's just unprecedented.
It is, Alex. And once again, I think this is indicative of what I have projected for many years, that even though I am the first one to admit the government is creating excess prison capacity to lock away dissidents, and that they are preparing for martial law, they are preparing to take down dissidents. That's what NSA spying is all about. It's not about terrorism, which is generally a government-created organization, especially at the highest levels. These NSA lists are to track people who are terrorists, and that's why they put out phony disinformation like the DHS buying 2 billion rounds of ammunition. Yeah, they put out an order for that, but they never bought it. The point is, I believe that they put that out so that they could track through the Internet everyone who got upset about it, who passed that information on to others, and they got on lists. So we have to be very careful about the hype that we get attached to and pass on in Internet, because we're being tracked. According to that.
Isn't the answer to this, though, choose what you're strategically going to do, whether you're going to be under the radar or whether you're going to be politically active. And if you decide to be a warrior in the info war, John Hancock it, put your name across the big, you know, declaration. Want to be on the list. Don't be scared of the chilling effect, because if they succeed in the chilling effect, then they're going to really be able to succeed. I don't see them succeeding because, you know, we talked about dark side. I want to spend a few minutes on that. People doing a lot of dark side stuff believe they're doing it for right reasons. When they have problems of conscience, they basically either just disappear to the countryside, or they get killed, or they get shut up and imprisoned, and that's what goes on. But now we've had such a debate exposing dark side operations. They're so admitted that I'm telling you, I talk to a lot of famous special forces people and people that are high level in person. And, I mean, I don't run into special forces people that aren't listeners now and aren't awake and don't know what's going on. I mean, they're super awake. I'm running into more and more feds who go, look, man, we don't want to totally destroy the country. We get your right. This is scary. The Secret Service is just flipping out about the stuff Obama's doing. And that's why they're bringing up these scandals to control them, obviously. But probably bringing them the hookers to do it. But, I mean, as you know, you've talked about that. It's just they've got a problem in that they're so decompartmentalized. They wanted to just run al-Qaeda in Syria and everybody go along with it. Well, that's not happened. I mean, so can you speak to dark side and, you know, who you think some of the top controllers? I mean, is it still Kissinger? We know Soros is highly involved. They have these Bilderberg-type confabs with the kingpins where they fine-tune the agenda. I mean, we know how it works, but there's a very small percent that are actual, as you know, Luciferians to believe they're carrying out this great work for a greater good. Most of the people are just mercenaries.
Yeah, there's actually a few other categories that I would include, Alex. As I pointed out in strategic relocation, where I talked about the government threat, there are at least three levels of conspirators in this globalist conspiracy. There are the very top level, and as I've explained on your show before, I do think is satanic-based. There's only one way to explain the generational effect that we're talking about. That is, for centuries, this has been going on. No single evil man could put such a thing in operation and expect his underlings to carry it forth flawlessly. Nobody, for example, would bring war upon themselves, destroying their own wealthy infrastructure, unless they had satanic promises that I'll bless you on the other side, you know, if you help me build my kingdom. But, you know, you can't spread a conspiracy like that very far before it gets people turned off and afraid. So I think only the top 25 or 30, perhaps, know about the full war agenda and bringing a third world war upon this nation in order to drive people into globalism.
Sure. Who is at the top from your research? Obviously, the literal Transylvanian royal family, the Rothschilds are at the top, the Rockefellers are at the top. There's a lot of old families. I mean, really, it is those classic names from my research that are at the top.
I'll frankly admit, I don't know, and I don't think anybody does know, because it's the best-kept secret in the world. Now, we do know about those people who are public, and I personally agree with you. I think Rockefeller was at the top. I think he's too old and senile now to be much.
I agree. Who has it been handed to? Because I know they're trying a transference. They tried it to Senator Rockefeller. He's not been doing good.
My top pick is Zbigniew Brzezinski as the heir apparent. He's got an evil aura about him.
He does. They worship him when he goes to these CFR events. They look at him with awe. That tells you.
Yeah, it does tell you an awful lot. Kissinger is has been the kingpin of the public face of globalism for so many years, and he's still around. I mean, we have the admission from Jim Jones, the national security advisor under Obama, that in his 2009 Munich.
He says, I take orders on the CFR website from Henry Kissinger every day.
We get daily marching orders of the National Security Council from Henry Kissinger and associates, passed down through Brent Scowcroft and Sandy Berger. So those people have to be top-level conspirators. I think the foreign policy advisors of every puppet president are the NSA advisor, and there's a domestic advisor too right now, Valerie Jarrett. She's a pretty evil woman, I believe, and advises him in that the socialist agenda there. But, you know, there are dozens and thousands, perhaps, people, especially when they run up against a major conspiracy like the 9/11, which was a government operation from beginning to end. I can tell you that every one of the people on the 9/11 commission know that there's a control system, know that it was a government operation, and know that they've been silenced.
You're right, sir. Six of them went public and said it's all a lie, it's a cover-up, bare minimum, stand down. I've talked to members of Congress that literally on the phone start crying. You hear them, when they start talking about it, and on air, you hear them choking up when they've read the 28 pages and more, and that's just proving they stood down. I mean, it's exactly, even high-level commissioners who the system thought they could trust freaked out and tried to go public. Panetta, the transportation secretary, went public five times and said, no, Cheney was there. Cheney ordered a stand down. So, again, it shows how many good people there are. So how can then such a small group continue to carry their evil out?
Well, it comes from the threat of force, ultimately. They do kill enough people. Look at the 50 to 80 people who died surrounding Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton didn't order those deaths. But I'll tell you, the protection team of globalists that ran Bill Clinton as a puppet, they know how to protect their people. They know how to silence people who are getting, you know, feet. You know, there was the transportation secretary that was killed in a plane crash in Bosnia that had a bullet in his head, and that had to be covered up. Look at all the people that got educated of the JFK assassination. So there are literally thousands of people who are saying yes to the establishment, who know there's a control system and fear for their lives, or there are the predictable yes men, like in the media. I don't think, even though all of the left-wing and pro-government media follows the government dictate, I don't think for a minute that all those liberal reporters are knowing conspirators, but I do think they're intimidated by knowing that they're going to lose their jobs. In fact, they got hired because they were predictable liberals. They don't have to be instructed on everything. They will generally do what's
I agree. Let me throw you this piece of intel. A couple days ago, as you know, the 58-year-old healthy Russian intelligence chief who's been leading operations in Syria and Ukraine magically dies. They're not saying how.
Well, both the U.S. and the KGB, or the follow-on services there, have a very sophisticated array of ways of killing people, either through injection, through aerosols.
Sure, and if the West did kill him, that is quite a shot across the bow.
It is, but remember, Putin is showing surprising restraint from the shoot-down of the Su-24 by Turkey.
So this has meant, obviously, is what I thought, a provocation to bloody the Russians' nose.
Yeah, and basically the U.S. wants a war with Russia and China. They want to provoke that, but they cannot be seen to starting it, and that's why I don't think it's going to start in the Middle East. I think they're bloodying their nose. They're irritating Russia. They're making the U.S. out to be a bully, which we are around the world. But, you know, the U.S. can't start this war. They've got to make the U.S. appear to be the victim of the war with Russia and China. And
one of my producers had a question. They wondered if the West would ever do a false flag and blame Russia.
I don't think so. We remember that would only give the U.S. an excuse to attack Russia. They can't get what they want by attacking Russia. They have to wait till Russia and China attack us so that we look like the victim. Our leaders come out of their bunkers and say, we didn't know this was going to happen. And now our only solution is to join in a militarized global government. And I think that's
right. So, Joel Skousen, we're out of time. WorldAffairsBrief.com. We'll have to have you back to talk about the election soon. Thank you so much. I'm going to come back and start getting into the crimes that Obama's committed, the article on InfoWars.com. Thank you so much, sir.
My pleasure, Alex.
Very informative interview, as always, with Joel Skousen. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Ooh, Lord, am I troubled so hard? Ooh, Lord, am I troubled so hard? Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lord, am I troubled so hard?
I'm going to shoot a special report after broadcast today, and I'm going to do a Facebook mentions as well, hammering that we have to do the right thing and start impeachment proceedings against Obama. I mean, come on. It's come out in mainstream news. They have UPS planes contracted by the government to fly Syrian refugees in, many of which are, well, they're almost all Sunnis. None of them are Shiites, and like one out of a couple hundred on average will be Christian. The country's 12% Christian. They're the persecuted group. And Obama goes, we got to be fair who we bring in. And then they don't bring the Christians in. I mean, and then Soros is funding persecution of Christians. I mean, what's weird is I'm up here saying how bad they are, and it sounds like it's cartoonish, like I'm making it up, but it's not. They're worse than I'm saying. I'm mad at myself. I don't have words to describe how evil Obama is and how mad I am that I didn't try to stop him getting elected. I am a pathetic liberal. I'm just a gullible idiot. I'll be honest with you. I wanted to see a black guy get elected compared to John McCain and thought maybe it would bring people together. I mean, I knew the globalists wanted to divide and conquer us, but all the hype and all the love. I was against Obama. But I just wasn't against him enough. And I'm telling you, I'm not getting fooled again, man. These people are evil. Evil, evil, evil. I mean, they are actually letting people in and directing them to just rape little girls to death, sell women into sex slavery, and just bring in all these men to just rape women all over the place, and the police won't even charge them in places like Sweden. I mean, that's mainstream news. They've ordered the Swedish police not to report Muslim rapes. Women made to run the gauntlet in attacks. Yeah, that's AP now. Oh, I reported it, you know, this weekend was a right-wing racist coup. Now it's in the New York Times. And that's really the big story here. They used to could cover stuff up. They can't do it anymore. Because Infowars.com reaches millions a day. Drudge Report reaches tens of millions a day. Quite frankly, I cannot believe how many people we reach. It is unbelievable now. I could hardly get through the Phoenix airport. I shook so many hands. Every race, color, and creed. I was inside the Nation of Islam, one of their main headquarters, and I probably talked to 20 men, and they were like, I liked this show last week. I like what you did. Blah, 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 blah. I mean, it's like, and then they turn a computer on, Alex Jones is playing, like, oh, excuse us. I mean, it's like, and you're like, well, what? I mean, people are like, well, what do you mean? I like the Nation of Islam. They're anti-Semitic, whatever. Whatever. We can reach out to them and get them to come out against the New World Order, and we agree with them about vaccines. It doesn't matter. The point is, we've even got the Nation of Islam listening every day, and in foreign governments and everything else, it's amazing, folks. And it's by the grace of God we're even here on air, so thank you for the prayers, because when I tell you the good report that we're reaching so many people, it's not for a power trip. I want you to know we are, to use a cheesy Star Wars analogy, InfoWars didn't look for the fight. I didn't want to be one of the main leaders. I always was just trying to promote everybody, but we've been pure of heart here, and I mean, we're in the X-Wings on the attack run on the Death Star, folks. I mean, we're it. And there's other people out there as well, and I don't know who's going to shoot a missile down the shaft politically. But, I mean, we're all in this together. You better know there's not that many X-Wings going through that trench at this level. There's not. And what really has the big effect is you out there. You are what gives our engines more power, our weapons more power in the fight, spreading the word, doing what you're doing. Get this article 75 times Obama broke the law during presidency and get it out to everybody now. We need to hammer. hammer them with the truth and the crimes of this filthy, degenerate group that's hijacked our country. I mean, these people are ruthless, crazed criminals out to get us.